The news in detail. President John Mahama will today appear on the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation GBC's presidential one-on-one encounter to outline the vision of the NDC. The encounter with President Mahama will provide the electorate the opportunity to follow the issues on the campaign trail. The event will also serve as an accountability platform to the president. Today's one-on-one presidential encounter with President Mahama will be held at GBC GTV Studios in Accra at 9 p.m. The GBC one-on-one encounter program with presidential candidates is in partnership with the National Commission for Civic Education, NCCE, with funding support from Star Ghana. Speaking to Jonathan Thompson, the head of Political Broadcast Committee of GBC, Ebenezer Mpabin, said representatives of various institutions representing the general public's interests will be in the studio to ask pertinent questions.
Well, it's been tight, but because it has to be meticulous, we have put measures in place.
Can you give us some of the measures you've put in place?
There are things that are administrative and don't need to go out there.
Basically.
But what we have done is to work hard to ensure that our constitutional mandate of giving equal opportunity to all presidential candidates to explain their policies and programs to the people is fulfilled. So that's the first thing. That's why we brought all the passion one could master to bear on this program, given the fact that because of the closeness to the elections, the candidates are very busy and we've had a very hard time getting them. But because of our determination to succeed, things are panning out quite well, and we are very happy.
Now, can you take us through some of the questions that will be posed to the president? What would be the format?
It's not about questions from us. The beauty of this program is that the questions are unknown. Yes, the questions are unknown. Many a time, or more often than not, you have political office seekers talking to people about what they want to do. There's nothing wrong with that. But we here in GBC believe that if they engaged the people they want to govern on their way up, they'll be better positioned to understand them once they get there, so that in doing the deliverables while in office, due consideration will be given to the needs of the people. That is why in the studio, we are bringing institutional representatives. These institutional representatives, we don't control. So we don't know the questions they are going to ask. AGI, TUC, Ghana Federation of the Disabled, and so on and so forth, will bring their own representatives and come and ask questions that are in areas that are important to them. So for questions, we have no control. And we have a remote location where the general public, that assembly is not controlled by us. Because you must also have the general public, which has concerns of their own, walk into the auditorium to pose questions to the presidential candidate.
So we're talking about the flag bearer of a political party, yes. That's the NDC, who doubles as the president of the country right now. I am actually thinking or imagining a whole lot of people who would like to have the expectations met, like to have questions answered. Now, with the first one that you did, we had a live feed from Cape Coast. What is it going to be like?
Other regions would feature, but still be Cape Coast.
Why limited?
We are not limiting it to Cape Coast for all the encounters, because we got our confirmation quite late. And because Cape Coast has done it, and for its proximity, we do not want to fail. So we decided that we have to go to Cape Coast.
Basically, will there be like a phone-in session for...
Not at all. We didn't do it with Joyce. It's a good idea. But remember our mandate. You do it for one, you do it for all. We did not do it for Jacob Osei-Yeboah. We cannot do it for any other, fortunately.
Head of Political Broadcast Committee of GBC, Ebenezer Mpabin, talking to Jonathan Thompson.